Today on Main Calling, how to keep learning later in life, an encore presentation. The saying that you can't teach an old dog new tricks is simply not true in most cases. In Maine, an abundance of classes offer educational opportunities for older learners, often in their retirement years. I'm Cindy Hahn. Maine is the only state in the country that has a network of lifelong learning centers. The Maine Senior College Network is made up of 17 colleges that serve older students in small rural towns as well as bigger communities like Lewiston and Portland. In addition to these senior colleges, other institutions also offer a wide variety of classes, from literature to dance to botany. Today on Maine Calling, find out how students can pursue learning well into their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and how it can have added benefits, such as stimulating the brain and fostering social connections. That's Maine Calling, coming right up.
Maine Calling is made possible by support from Maine Farmland Trust, working with farmers to grow the future of farming and food in Maine. Learn more at mainefarmlandtrust.org/learn. Welch and Forbes, working with clients to manage the full range of events that come with building wealth. From investments to trustee services, more at welchforbes.com. And by Maine Seacoast Mission, delivering health care, education, and support to islands and coastal Downeast communities. Learn more at seacoastmission.org.
This is Maine Calling. I'm Cindy Hahn. When you were a kid, you may not have been a fan of school and textbooks and studying, but later in life, that all can become much more appealing. Any chance to learn new things can feel energizing. Today, we'll learn about the many opportunities in Maine for people in their 50s, 60s, on up to take classes and pursue lifelong learning. My guest today is Ann Cass. She's a retired school educator who is very involved with the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, known as OLLI. She's not only a volunteer and an instructor, she also serves as chair of the advisory board. We invite you to join the conversation. Have you taken classes later in life, or are you looking for learning opportunities? Send an email to talk@mainepublic.org. You can post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. And Anne, welcome. When we hear the term lifelong learning, by definition, that includes young kids all the way up to people in their 70s and 80s and beyond. But lifelong learning, I know it's most often used to describe older people, isn't it? People more in their retirement years, because we kind of already assume that kids are in school learning. So could you tell us a little bit about what lifelong learning means to you, how you interpret that phrase?
Sure. I think one of the things that happens as we reach our 50s and our 60s is thinking about what's next and wondering how we're going to keep our lives engaged and keep ourselves moving and energetic. And when I retired, I had a friend who said to me, Ollie, just about every day. And I finally said, okay, fine. And realized that joining a group of people who are all interested in learning without the grades, the tests, the quizzes, who are all interested in finding other avenues of things to do and opening new windows was a terrific way to keep my own self learning and to meet other people who are interested in staying alive and staying curious.
And so when you say OLLI, you mean Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Give us a little more of your backstory to how you got involved with that. Your background is in education to start with,
right? I was a high school English teacher and high school principal for 43 years. And the fun part about that, I tell people that I get to do now all the things that I loved about my work and none of the things that I don't love. So I get to facilitate things. I get to have meetings. I get to teach. I get to learn. OSHA Lifelong Learning is a national organization. There is a national OSHA Foundation. And OLLI stands for OSHA Lifelong Learning. It was founded by Bernard Osher at USM in the late 90s. He came to Maine. He's a Maine person. He's a philanthropist. He looked at the work that USM was doing with a senior college, which means college for people over 50, and was so impressed that he endowed it and then began to set up a nationwide network of Osher Lifelong Learning Institutes, all of which are connected to a university in some way.
So
And
the ones
that
all over the country started with the one here.
started with the one here. USM is the first one. Yep.
And
And then
how,
the,
yeah, go ahead.
no, I was just going to say, so in Maine, there is Olli, but there are also 17 other senior colleges. So all across Maine are opportunities for people over, mostly over 50, to get involved in learning, teaching, writing, knitting, playing bridge, figuring out what something means for themselves. The courses across the state vary according to the size of the senior college. And USM, some years ago, I think maybe a couple of decades ago, agreed to support a position at USM, which is half-time Olli and half-time Maine Senior College Network. So the Maine Senior College Network has a program coordinator who meets weekly with representatives from each senior college, and it allows all of us to share ideas and procedures and philosophies and get to know other people across the state. We also share teachers. There are Olli teachers who teach at Midcoast or York Community or any of the other 17 senior colleges across the state.
And that person you're referring to, that's Ann Cardale. Is that right?
That is Ann Cardale.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And she is
So,
a terrific,
yeah.
amazing person.
And she's terrific, and we were going to have her on the show today, but she, because she's so dedicated to the job, she wasn't a, couldn't leave the office because it's she was the only one there. So I'm going to read the statement from her. Again, Ann Cardale is the program director for the Maine Senior College Network, and she said she wants people to know that she believes lifelong learning encourages us to build resilience and adaptability in the face of constant change. And she says, I see members of Olli and the Maine Senior College Network taking courses and workshops simply for the joy of learning something new about the world and themselves. Many members are already self-directed learners who always want to know and understand more, whether it's about current affairs, history, literature, anything else. The fun we find in learning new things encourages us to stay curious, open-minded, and willing to challenge ourselves intellectually and emotionally. She goes on to say that the courses are often very topical. Students can engage in thought-provoking class discussions. And finally, it is important to say that the classes provide enjoyable social interactions with other older learners. Many new friendships are made through our classes and around the state. So that was from Ann Cardale. She was going to be on our show today and couldn't make it and wanted to say that. But I wanted to go back to you, Ann. That's the good thing. We don't have two Anns on the panel today because she couldn't join us. But you were mentioning, your early days working for a long time in education. What was the first class you took? What made you sign up for something?
At Olli,
Yeah.
I actually started teaching. I think my husband started teaching before I started teaching. We had a good friend who was involved. She was the chair of the advisory board, and she sort of pulled us in. And then my husband is a crime fiction writer, so he was teaching about that. And I got involved on committees. So I started as a committee member, and then I became an office volunteer, and then I became a teacher, and then I became a co-teacher because I got interested in line dancing, which I've never done in my life.
Ooh.
So that's another thing that Olli allows us to do, is to try new things that are completely different in our lives. And then I was asked to serve on the advisory board, which I love because there are no fiduciary responsibilities for me. And I've been involved, I would say I've been involved with Olli for about 7 or 8 years, and I have learned about myself. I have met so many people. The amazing thing about being an Olli person is I work with 80 and 90-year-olds regularly who are alive and thinking and energetic and funny and knowledgeable. Once you're 90, you can have membership free at OLLI.
Oh, that's a perk.
We have a bunch of those members, actually. So I think my energy, we are all about well-being, and my energy comes from my commitment to connecting people and getting people to know each other and to feel comfortable and warm and welcome in the community. Because one of the things that happens, I think, to older people, and this was especially true during COVID, there were so many OLLI members who were not connected because we weren't having classes except on Zoom. So one of our committees reached out and made phone calls to people we knew who were by themselves. And we actually have had people say, OLLI saved my life during COVID.
Wow.
Because of the connections.
And actually, you still, all the classes are offered in any combination of in-person, hybrid, online, right? Is that?
Yes, we have classes face-to-face, in-person. In the winter, most of our classes are Zoom at this point because of travel and ice. But otherwise, we have both. I've taught both Zoom and face-to-face. And actually, I like both of them pretty much equally well. And then there are some hybrid classes as well.
Great. Let's hear from Jess Marr is calling in right now. She's the Executive Director of Maine Council on Aging. Hi, Jess. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. So happy to be here.
So I understand that you sort of statewide have a knowledge of the different arts-related classes and enrichment happening all over Maine. Can you highlight some of those that sort of fit into what we've been talking about, this lifelong learning?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, and certainly the Senior College Network has terrific opportunities for learning new skills, including arts, but there are just really a rich and robust opportunities around new skills as an older person, and that includes painting and dance and singing, and so those are often offered through Maine's area agencies on aging, but also through Maine's libraries, the YMCAs, and the parks and rec departments, but also through senior centers. We don't have that many senior centers in Maine, but where we do, almost all of them offer some sort of art-based learning, which just is a really a great opportunity for folks to learn new skills later in life.
And so people don't have to necessarily, they can just check out if they're a senior center in their region has classes, and odds are they will.
Odds are they will. Also, lifelong communities, sometimes they're called age-friendly communities, in Maine, offer them as well. And don't discount, by the way, local artists. We found in our travels that a lot of artists regionally offer classes to adults, and some specifically are offering classes to lifelong learners.
And can you just talk briefly about what is it about creative pursuits or art classes that can be helpful to older students in particular?
Well, so often as we age, it's not all the time, but often as we age, we will leave what has been our formal employment. And so the key here is to really replace what was work with something else. And really the best thing to do is to replace it with something that brings you joy. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, they haven't had time for creative expression, sort of always been there, but haven't had time with work and raising kids and volunteering and all of these other things. And so it's a really perfect time to sort of tap into what has been a part of your passion. It's just also a terrific opportunity for community. The thing that is most important for people to know, and this is universally true, is that purpose, belonging, and inclusion are the three concepts that are most equated with a long, healthy life, with less anxiety and depression, with better brain health, all of these things we want, right? We want to live our very best life right up until the very end. And so engaging in lifelong learning is critically important, but integrating that with arts can be healing, but it's also really community building. And you're developing a skill that you can take with you, right? Wherever you go, It creates this opportunity for connection with other people who have the same sort of skill. And, you know, like, for instance, the Bangor Public Library hosts this group that's been meeting since, I don't know, early 2010s, who meet on a weekly basis to create together. They're called the Ageless Artists. And they say, it's never too late. It's never too old for art. You're never too old for art. And I just think it's terrific, right? So it's a community, and they say, doesn't matter if you're a brand new beginner, come. We don't teach, but come and practice. So I think it opens new doors. It also gives us the ability to explore what it means to age, right, through a creative process, which is a really healthy thing to do.
Well, great. Thank you so much for giving us a call today. Jess Marr is Executive Director of the Maine Council on Aging, and Anne, I would assume you agree with so much of what she said, but particularly about the creative process and how that's helpful to older people.
You know, I love her statement about purpose, belonging, and inclusion, because it slides right into the same thing that we talk about sometimes at OLLI, which is every human being wants to be seen and known and heard. And the more we can manage that with classes and groupings and conversations and openness, I think the healthier and the happier people are moving forward.
Great. Well, we have also on the line with us now Craig DeLaurier. He's a member and volunteer with Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. He formerly worked for a telephone company as a ski instructor, lots of other things. So thanks for calling, Craig.
Good morning, Cindy. Yeah, thank you for having me. And good morning, panel.
Fill out what I just said. I don't have all the details of what you did, but what did you do before, and how did you get involved with Osher Lifelong Learning?
I'll try to make this story short, but not a good student early in life. I went back for my college education at the age of about 40 at the College for Lifelong Learning in New Hampshire. So fast forward a few decades. My wife and I found ourselves in Maine. We met Ann and Richard Cass, who are neighbors and wonderful neighbors and friends and involved with OLLI. And we began taking courses, my wife and I. And we began volunteering at OLLI. So I'm a firm believer that learning really never stops. I think that it's so fantastic that people have an opportunity to choose some direction in the learning by taking advantage of the OLLI program that is local. And of course, it's available to everyone in Maine by the virtual classes that they hold. So,
do you want to share any examples of what you've learned or what classes you've taken?
Well, I'm concerned about a broad area of topics. So two winters ago, I think, I took a class on the Supreme Court and its decisions and the effect on American culture. I also took a course on racial issues, and I also took a course on anti-Semitism. So three fairly heavy-duty courses.
Very heavy-duty.
I found that I can't solve all those problems. So the next summer, a course was offered by Donnie Tamblyn at OLLI, and she teaches a course called FUN. And we just did 6 weeks of improv. Once a week, we met in a group and we did improv. So,
oh, I'm glad to hear that. I was going to say, I admire that you took such difficult classes, but you know, you need a little bit of dancing or something in there. So that's great to hear.
I needed the break, and OLLI was there with the break I needed. So it was good.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, and it's wonderful how you're working in multiple capacities with OLLI now. That was Craig DeLaurier. He's a member and a volunteer with Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and we are going to take a quick break right now. We are talking about learning opportunities and classes for older Mainers. This is Maine Calling. We'll be right back.
And a note, this program is a rebroadcast of an earlier show. We are not taking any phone calls or responding to emails or social media posts.
Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Cindy Hahn. All over Maine, people who are in their later stages of life can still take classes and learn new things. We're talking about ways to do that and how lifelong learning has multiple benefits. Joining me is Ann Cass. Her career was in education, and now she works with the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute as a volunteer, an instructor, and an advisory board chair. Join the conversation. Tell us about your later in life learning and what you wish you could learn. Email us at talk@mainpublic.org. You can also comment on Facebook or Instagram, or you can give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. And we've heard now about the Maine Senior Colleges. There are 17 of them. I understand Maine is the only state in the U.S. with a whole network of lifelong learning centers, but they're all very different from one another, right? Can you give us a sense of sort of the range of either they all have different classes, different sizes, cater to different populations?
Sure. The 17 colleges are connected by the Maine Senior College Network, which is, there's a wonderful website, maineseniorcollege.org, because if anybody in the state of Maine is interested in taking classes, they can go to that website and follow links to any of the 17 colleges. They're all different sizes. Some of them are connected to universities. Some of them are nonprofits, 501c3s. Some of them, there's one that meets in a former museum, I think, up in the Bangor area. But all of the membership sizes vary. And I think OLLI is probably bigger. It's been around longer. And before COVID, we had about 2,000 members. Now we have about 1,600. Some of the colleges have as few as 100 members. But every single senior college has amazing, dedicated volunteers who put in hours and hours and hours of time figuring out Zoom, working with their university, trying to figure out the kind of classes. And one of the cool things is that we actually share teachers across the senior colleges. There's one teacher at OLLI who I know has taught at least three different senior colleges, mostly because of Zoom. So the variety, the courses are fascinating. And if you hit the website, you'll see art and nature and walking in the woods and activities and historical issues and science issues and speakers. It's pretty much endless.
Like a kid in a candy store looking at those
choices. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
And you can avoid the hard stuff if you want to.
Unlike Craig, right? He went straight for racism and
yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
We have an email from Jean who writes, I am a big fan of Maine Senior Colleges and both teach and take classes at the Lewiston Auburn Senior College, which we'll be talking about later. But I also enjoy lifelong learning opportunities that are not limited to older adults, including participating in a book group at my local library and taking horticulture classes at the Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens. The 15-course certificate in native plants and ecological horticulture at the Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, which I did after my retirement, has been one of the most rewarding learning experiences of my life. So certainly an abundance of opportunities out there. Let's go to Kitsy, who is calling from Portland. Hi, Kitsy. Go ahead.
Hi. Just what a great program. I'm in my 86th year and a passionate lifelong learner. And I used to go to OSHA, but now I have found that I am able to be at the Atrium, which is part of the Cedars Independent Living. And I, about 3 years ago, I bought a doormat that says, curiouser and curiouser, words of Alice in Wonderland. And every time I walk in my door, I just say, yes, I'm off the internet, but learning new things every day. And I have to say that Maine Calling is a major source. In fact, Maine Public plays a crucial part in my ongoing lifelong learning. I'm a retired Unitarian Universalist minister, but still in my 86th year serving one congregation one Sunday a month. I'm a voracious learner from books, many of them owned, but many more borrowed from public library. And I applaud OSHA, even though I'm not participating. I think it's a great invention, and I'm so proud of Maine for having been the first one to do that. So thank you for this. And it is so important for us to keep on learning. And so yay, and yay for Maine Public.
Thank you for those kind words, Kitsy. I promise we didn't ask her to call in to say that. So that's wonderful. And a lot of shout outs to the local library. So just remind us, you know, that as a resource too, that there's a lot going on statewide.
Absolutely. And I think the number of book clubs, at least at Ollie, I'm not aware of other book clubs in other colleges, but I'll bet they exist. I mean, we have a science book club, we have a history book club, we have a virtual exchange book group, we have a group of women who meet periodically just to chat about issues. So the opportunities at colleges, at places like Ollie and the other senior colleges, for groups to get together and share a common idea and to explore a common idea, those opportunities are many.
Wonderful. We have an email from Dick saying, another benefit is the instructors who create and deliver the courses. I think he's talking about the Maine senior colleges. Always opportunities to go deep into a topic and learn by teaching. Oh, this is your husband. A little full disclosure.
It sounded like it as soon as you said that.
A full disclosure, Anne's husband. Okay, so he also teaches and takes classes. So yeah, he's saying that that's all integrated. And it's all volunteers, correct?
It is all volunteers. There are some colleges, some Ollies. There are 124 Ollies across the country. Some of them actually pay their instructors. But the challenge of that is once a university starts to pay, they have to become full-time, blah, 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 blah. So all the tax stuff is nasty. So that everybody is a volunteer sort of shocks people sometimes. I've had people say, wait, Ollie doesn't pay you? No, we do this because it's fun. Mm. And we work pretty hard to, we have a teaching forum each year that invites people who might be interested in teaching to come to the table and learn about what it looks like. And the variety of styles in teaching across all of the senior colleges, but the one I know best is Ollie, is pretty astonishing. There are lecturers.
Yeah, they don't need to have teaching experience beforehand, just an interest
in
knowledge. In fact, they
don't. They just need to have a passion. And oftentimes, once a passion comes out, the teaching just flies. It works. It's, you know, it's like hiring teachers as a high school principal, which I was. If you find somebody who really loves what they do, you can work with them.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, we have now on the line Stephanie Coates. She's coordinator of Lewiston Recreation's age-friendly program. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Thank you.
So tell us what the Lewiston age-friendly program is all about.
All right. Well, the city of Lewiston created this position a couple years ago as an outreach to create more activities for the 50-plus population. The residents and surrounding areas. So we have quite a spectrum of activities. Our motto is keep mind and body active. So throughout the year, we have things like Dessert and Discuss, which is a partnership with AARP. So we're going to be offering seminars once a month in the evening to talk about important subjects that are of interest to this population. And our first one's going to be actually with Kathy Monteo, who's the Lewiston City Clerk and Registrar. So we'll be talking about election state laws and registration and ranked choice voting. We also have things like chair yoga, which happens twice a week and has become quite popular. We have canasta, we have dominoes. I also have van rides once to twice a month, and we'll go to places. We just went to the Botanical Gardens on Friday. We also offer active things, like we're going to be having a pottery class in October. We also do some collaboratives with local area places like Andrews Goggin Healthy Learning. They'll come in and do cooking classes. We also work with Bates College as a collaborative. I take a group of 50 plus over there on Fridays to take a walk, and then we'll end up eating at their dining services. We've had Alzheimer's Association come in and do seminars. We are starting a new program called Gentle Yoga for people that have physical or intellectual disabilities, and that'll be starting in the fall.
That's a few of the things.
A few, that's quite a bit, Stephanie. What do you feel? Do people give you feedback on what they're getting out of their experiences?
They do. I try to listen to what people really feel like they need to have available to them. And I try to plan those activities around that. The chair yoga has been actually a big hit because they'll come in and say, yeah, I really wanted to do something active, but my joints hurt and stuff. So this is perfect. So they do pretty much tell me how they're feeling about activities.
That's great. Well, sounds like a really wonderful program. Thank you for sharing that. Stephanie Cote is the coordinator of the Lewiston Recreation's age-friendly program. Thank you, Stephanie. Let's see. I'm going to go to Suzanne is calling from Bangor. Hi, Suzanne. You're on Main Calling. What did you want to talk about?
Yes. I am the vice president of the board for the Penobscot Valley Senior College, which is in Bangor. So I want to add my enthusiasm for all that Anne has said and also for the Senior College Network. The Penobscot Valley Senior College offers courses at the UMaine Augusta in Bangor campus. And like all of the other senior colleges, we offer courses on Zoom, in person, and hybrid. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Penobscot Valley Senior College and to say that our online courses are going to become live on our website on this coming Saturday, and registration is September 4th. And like all of the other, like Ali and all of the other senior colleges, we offer a wide balance of topics. So I encourage people to take advantage. But the other point I wanted to make was that the point that members can take courses at other senior colleges, that's important, and without paying additional membership fees. And then the other thing is that
That's all good information, Suzanne.
Yeah. I think the other thing I wanted to say is that we rely on the experts in the area for instructing. So the networks that are built through the senior college are amazing, as people with one level of expertise or people with one area of expertise connect with others. And as others have already said, that leads to other kinds of groups and book groups and other kinds of activities. So it's not just taking the courses, it's organizing the courses and instructing them too.
That's wonderful. And, you know, we also have an email from Heidi. She's a member and volunteer for the Penobscot Valley Senior College. So I'll add to what you said from Heidi. She mentioned some of the examples of some of the classes, fall courses to come. One is Unmasking the Courts, Fate of American Democracy, Opera for Beginners, Aging and Spirituality. And she emphasizes that the courses are taught by volunteers who are selected for their expertise and passion for the subject. So sounds like a lot of great opportunities there. Suzanne, thanks for calling.
You know, Cindy, that does remind me that all of the colleges, everybody's got a different schedule and everybody's got a different kind of set of terms. So if somebody wants to get a broad picture, that mainseniorcollege.org website is really full of ways to find when something starts, what is being offered, and how the rotations shift for different people.
Okay, great. Well, we are going to take another quick break now. Our phone number is 1-800-399-3566. After the break, we will hear from Beth Taylor Nolan, who is Dean of the University of New England's College of Professional Studies. So we'll be right back.
This program is a rebroadcast of an earlier show, so we are not taking any phone calls or responding to emails or social media posts.
Welcome back. This is Main Calling. I'm Cindy Hahn. Today we are hearing all about different learning opportunities for older Mainers, people in their later years who seek out educational experiences and enrichment. My guest is Anne Cass. She serves multiple roles with Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and she was an educator throughout her career. Share your questions or comments. Email us at talk@mainepublic.org. You can also post on Facebook or Instagram or call 1-800-399-3566. And on the line with us now is Beth Taylor Nolan. She is Dean of the College of Professional Studies with the University of New England Online. Thanks for joining us, Beth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us what the University of New England Online offers to people who are maybe at the later stages in life looking for learning opportunities.
Sure. So UNE has earned the title as an age-friendly university. And through our Center for Excellence in Aging and Health, we invite adults aged 55 and older to join us as Legacy Scholars. And the Legacy Scholars program offers a coffee and conversation with UNE students, with UNE faculty and professional staff, and it's a really nice way to engage as a lifelong learner. And also through the College of Professional Studies, which offers fully online degree programs and continuing education opportunities, we welcome students of all ages. We have over 100 students right now, over 55, who are earning a master's degree or a doctoral degree fully online. We also have continuing education programs that are fully online and are designed to help with professional goals, second or third career goals, or lifelong learning interests.
Are you seeing any trends in terms of older learners? Are they, you know, getting older and older, or, you know, are they what they're seeking out from these opportunities?
Sure. So, you know, I think due to the pandemic, we've all gotten so much more comfortable with online engagement, certainly Zoom, and we use a learning management platform called Brightspace. So we have student support specialists who are engaging with older adults to get them acclimated to learning online. So we are seeing an increase in activity. Our end-of-life doula program, we also have an end-of-life pet doula program, has seen a significant volume of students aged 55 and older who are, you know, personally interested in gaining this information and learning with us.
Wow, that's so interesting. We just talked about pet doulas on Maine Calling a little while back. That's fascinating. But and such a trend, the online learning. But it's really great to learn about all of that. Thank you for calling. That was Beth Taylor Nolan, and she is Dean of the University of New England's College of Professional Studies. And you had talked already about how the ability to take classes online has, you know, sort of broadened out the opportunities. It seems like a bit of a plus minus for older students. It not only, it's easier, you could stay put in your home and not have to travel and all of that, but at the same time, there's the technical challenges. Do you see people working that out and being able to do it?
It's pretty astonishing. Yes, it is a challenge. There are people who are anti-Zoom and they're never going to take another Zoom class again because they're so tired of Zoom after COVID.
Right.
But those of us who teach both, I think, enjoy both. I think that the technical piece, we offer a lot of support for adults who aren't quite sure. One of the things that USM has done is to provide all volunteer instructors with a maine.edu account, which means we can all get a Zoom. So what USM and Ollie have done for us is to make it much, much, much easier to support older learners. I actually had a pop-up group at one point with somebody who was listening in, just listening in, no camera, no microphone, but she was delighted to be able to listen and participate. And we were able to help her stay connected, which was odd for me because there was no visual and no conversation, but it seemed to matter.
Yeah, better than nothing for sure.
Right. Yeah. So I think it is a challenge for sure. And I think most of the colleges work pretty hard to help people navigate it.
Great to know. Well, thank you. And now we have on the line Lucy Bisson, and she is board chair of Lewiston Auburn Senior College. Lucy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. And I'd like to correct you. I'm the executive director, not the board chair.
Okay, sorry about that. Executive director of Lewiston Auburn Senior College. I understand we've talked about how the senior colleges in Maine are all different from one another. So tell us about Lewiston Auburn Senior College, how many students you serve, the range of students you see.
Okay, we are, right now we've got about 220 members, and we're building back up since COVID. There are a lot of people, as Ann mentioned, that are anti-Zoom, have not taken a Zoom class, won't take a Zoom class. And then we have a certain group of individuals who are aging out and don't have the physical capacities to be coming into our classes physically. So they are the ones that we are kind of trying to not forget as people age out. We really don't want them to feel that they're not part of our college anymore. So, and we do a lot of distance teaching. We have mostly people from the local area, but we have had people from as far away as Iowa. Wow. Join us on some classes. Yeah.
Well, your surrounding community does have a lot of the bigger immigrant population in Maine. So are there certain classes that are popular or helpful to those who are from other countries?
Unfortunately, we have not been able to break into the immigrant community. We're trying awfully hard. We're going to be speaking with at the Rotary Club later next month, and some other social organizations in the area, and we're looking to make contact with you know, immigrants or anyone else who's interested in participating in the senior college.
Great. And I'm just curious if there are certain classes that are particularly unusual or interesting that you wanted to highlight.
Yeah. Coming this fall, we're going to be doing a class on Ayn Rand's Passage Through the 20th Century. We're doing fantasy novels. We're going to talk about being a responsible voter. Mm. We have a number of cooking classes that are very, very popular. Also, travel classes. We have Eve Frelick gives a class on, is giving a presentation on her trip to South Dakota. And we have a gentleman giving us a look at the magic of the Nile. We're going to have some music from Rabbi Sruli Dressner from the temple here in Auburn. That's always a very, very well attended program.
Wow, that's a huge range of subjects right there. So, and I'm sure that's just
absolutely
a sampling.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much.
We have 25 courses this fall.
Oh, good. Well, that sounds really fascinating. Thank you for sharing that. Lucy Bisson is board chair, executive director, correct, of Lewiston Auburn's Senior College. Thanks a lot for calling in, Lucy. Wanted to read a note here on Facebook from Solange. It says, Maine residents who are over 65 don't have to pay tuition for Maine University or community college courses. I've done this many times. The other great bargain is the adult education programs. You can sign up for classes in any community. Your tax dollars at work. So thank you, Solange, for that suggestion. And I know there's an aspect of the senior learning that that is sort of a bonus, and that's intergenerational connections through these educational opportunities. You want to talk a little bit about what's available or how that works?
You know, I would like to do that. One of the things that OSHA does is support four fellows who are graduate students and doing research that's connected with aging or other issues that are age-oriented. The notion of cross-generational work is something that we've begun to talk about because So many grandparents have grandchildren. So many college students have grandparents. And it seems to us that there ought to be an opportunity to connect the two in classes or activities. We haven't done a ton of it. I think there's probably a whole boatload of research that I don't know about, but we would like to keep that as an option. And I don't know if the other senior colleges have done some work with it. It's entirely possible.
There does but we seem, don't.
You know, it's yeah. great to get older and stay curious, but there's also this connection back that is pretty important.
It's mutually beneficial, definitely. Lots of potential yeah. there. Let's go to Larry calling from Bangor. Hi, Larry. Go ahead.
Hi. If you're over 65, I think it's for any of the state universities, community colleges and universities, you can go to classes for free. And someone was talking about making pottery and whatnot. There's a sculpture class at the University of Maine that you can take, and they'll show you how to do woodworking and sculpting and everything else. And I find it extremely useful. I'm 77, and I like going there. And I don't know if you have any questions, but as far as I know, it's for free. I know they've never charged me.
Okay, well, that's good, Larry. I'm glad you're able to tap into those opportunities, and thank you for calling. And there's another aspect that we've heard mentioned a few times now. It's the social connection, the social interactions that are part of this, so not even necessarily what you're learning in the class. Talk about how that, at a later stage in life, becomes all the more important.
Oh, my gosh. I'm almost speechless, which is unusual, because that's such a key element of lifelong learning and of all of the senior colleges and the organizations. Making new friends, connecting with people you haven't ever met before. As I said, hanging out with 90-year-olds is astonishing for me. But one of the things that Ollie does is have special interest groups that are free. If you're a member, you can join a special interest group. And I think we have about 20 or 25 of them, including bridge, knitting, reading, hiking. There's a wide range of those things. And I think that the more social interaction people have with each other, the more comfortable they are coming into a community, and the more welcoming it feels, the better off we are. It's just, again, being seen and known and heard is huge. And I've certainly met some grumpy people in my time at Ollie, and 9 times out of 10, if we in the office, I'm also an office volunteer like Craig, if we in the office are welcoming and friendly, people just calm down. They take a breath and they begin to say, okay, maybe I can do this. So it's key. Social relations are crucial.
That's great. Okay, let's hear from Christopher calling in from Booth Bay Harbor. Hi, Christopher. What did you want to talk about?
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. So listening as always, and of course my ears perked up as I'm hearing all of this, specifically to the UNE, University of New England, regarding the 55 and over, as I just turned 55. I am a retired United States Army veteran, and I'm actually enrolled in the VRNE program, the Veterans, is it Readiness and Education, I think? Yeah. I've been taking classes at UMaine now for about 5 years. My problem is I have never been, and I continue not to be, a great student. I excel in things that actually have an interest, that I have an interest in. Unfortunately, here where I live, I need a degree path that'll land me a job at the end. Here in Booth Bay, it's extremely difficult for me because there's no entertainment, music type of jobs around here for me. So I was curious to know that UNE rep, if they could reach out to me and, you know, we can chat, maybe make a link with this VRNE program here and get me on the path that I actually belong. I've been doing miserably in my classes because I'm bored.
Oh, goodness, Christopher. Well, we will try to pass along your information to the UNE dean who called in and see if we can connect you and get some answers about that. But you've brought up some great points, so thank you for calling in. And in fact, what Christopher mentioned about, you know, needing to take the classes and actually to do well and get some sort of certification, that's still an element for some people, even if they're older, that, you know, this isn't necessarily all just fun and games, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting, it makes me think in a different direction, because almost everyone that I work with at Ollie is retired and is not looking for an occupation and a salary. So that's an interesting question. I'm not sure that we are in a place to provide, I'm sure we're not in a place to provide that, but it feels like there ought to be opportunities for people who need it in a community that can be helpful.
Yeah. Well, one quick question before we wrap up, just about the brain health of doing this. Can you just talk a little bit about just, you know, what you found and others have found about stimulating their minds at a later stage in life?
Absolutely. Well, I think I would say stimulating your minds always, whether you're early in life or later in life. One of the things that I've realized as I've hit my 70s and I'm hanging out with 80-year-olds and 90-year-olds is that age is a number, and so much depends upon how people approach life. And people who are willing to reach out to a senior college are people who are interested in life and they're going to stay curious.
Got to remember that age is a number. Thank you, Anne. Thanks so much for joining us today. Anne Cass is an educator who works as a volunteer and instructor, as well as advisory board chair for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Today's sound engineer was Jane Donahue. Visit the Maine Calling website to listen to past programs or to sign up for our weekly newsletter. And if you're looking for an easy way to interact with Maine Calling, download the Maine Public Vox Pop app and you can record messages for us. I'm Cindy Hahn, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.